listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
This is the Midwest Ska Moment, brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com and MN Ska at mnska.com. This is episode 38 for Wednesday, January 27th, 2010, featuring the song Falling in Trust by Matt Wixon. Hello, everybody. I'm Courtney Close, and today we have an extra special episode of the Midwest Ska Moment. And why is it special, you ask? Well, because we have a special guest. Please welcome to the show musician and ska lover, Matt Wixon. Matt, thanks for taking time to chat with me.
Thanks for making time for me to chat with you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, that makes sense. For listeners that may be unfamiliar with the world of Matt Wixon, why don't you tell us where they might know you from?
You probably know me as someone who spams the internet in the efforts of self-promotion, because that's all I seem to do well at all. But I also used to play keyboards in a band called the Flaming Tsunamis out of Connecticut. And but before and since, I've been doing solo music as well. Okay. Mostly ska with other kind of stuff thrown in from time to time.
Yeah, you know, and I've been looking down your rap sheet, and it looks like you've done lots and lots of different musical projects, and they all kind of, lean towards ska a little bit.
Yeah.
Why don't you take a little bit of time here and describe to us your journey, if you will, as a songwriter and musician in the Midwestern ska scene?
Well, when I first started making music, I really wasn't much of a musician at all. And some of the very earliest stuff I made was just kind of based on random loops and stuff. And I've always been able to kind of play piano, but that was never really good for me as a songwriter anyway. Because if you play piano and write songs, you're kind of expected to have some sort of like Billy Joel quality to you or something, and I guess I can't play that well. So I decided to learn the guitar, because you can get away with doing simple stuff on a guitar, and I never really got better since then, but I still get away with it. And I guess actually this year is coming up on the 5th anniversary of my first live show, which
congratulations.
Kind of embarrassing, because 5 years later I'm still, you know, not doing anything impressive, but I mean, since then, I've gone from a lot of ska punk stuff that I guess a lot of my old stuff sounds reminiscent, or you might accuse me of ripping off Bomb the Music Industry to some extent. Now I'm kind of doing slightly less punk stuff, or basically my influences got older, I guess I'd call it. A lot of stuff is more influenced by, like, protest, like folk songs from the 60s and traditional Jamaican ska from the 60s, and it feels older now.
Sure. No, and I think that's I don't know if you agree with this, but it feels like that's sort of the natural progression of musical tastes. I feel like a lot of people, you know, gain access to this Jamaican influenced music through ska punk music, and then as they grow older, so do their tastes and their influences. So I mean, what you describe kind of fits that mold.
Well, yeah, definitely. Like I got into ska music when it was big back in the 90s, and like I loved Real Big Fish back then, and I'm actually wearing a Goldfinger T-shirt right now underneath my Deals Gone Bad hoodie. So it's like I'm the kid that grew up on this stuff. Like, I was in middle school when it was really popular, and I know, like, a lot of my friends that are making music similar to mine. They were into the same music as I was when we were 13, and now we just, like, you kind of grow out of it, or maybe it's not something you grow out of, but you just expand your horizons.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you just, yeah, you,
I mean, because I still love a lot of ska punk bands, and when a good band comes around, it doesn't matter to me if they're a ska punk band or whatever. And like I still see Mustard Plug, you know. I mean, they're from my home state, but I still see them at least 6 times a year, and it's fun every single time. So.
Sure, and sure enough, I'm actually interviewing Dave after I interview you here. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, tell him I said hello.
I will. I will give him a hearty hello from Matt Wixon. Now you've been doing music for about 5 years, solo wise. Mm-hmm. You've played with a lot of different people. You've played a ton of different shows. You put out a lot of music. What's one of the craziest moments in your time here in your music career?
Well, the first time I ever went on like a real tour that wasn't just like 2 days out of town,
yep.
Was in 2006 with the band We Are the Union, who is now way famous.
Yeah.
Like it was the first time either of us had went on tour at all, and we ended up playing a couple shows in New Jersey, and at one of the shows, King Django was like the host of the show, and he was introducing bands and everything. And I told him we'd be back through later, and he invited me to go to his recording studio, Virgin City Studios, to record a song.
Holy cool.
which at that point was like, who the hell am I? Why am I at this place? Like, so many of these bands that I love, like, I mean, obviously King Django records there, but like the Slackers have recorded there, and Hub City Stompers recorded there, and Bombtown recorded there, and all these bands I just am really into. And so I ended up recording a song earlier in the day before I went and played the later of our two Jersey shows, and that moment was incredibly surreal for me, even though he's kind of been too busy to actually release. Like, it was supposed to be for a compilation, and he hasn't gotten around to getting anything together for it, but
so it's been, you know, giving him the benefit of the doubt, it's been about 3 years since that recording, and he hasn't put it out yet, but no.
I mean, and he's telling me at some point he's going to get other people in there and like round it out with other musicians and everything, and just the people he knows makes me giddy to find out how it ends up.
Sure, yeah. Who knows? You might be side by side with some of your some of your favorite bands.
It's actually quite likely that some people I really look up to will end up on the recording of my song, which is just mind blowing. But until then, I'll cautiously. All I know for now is that I was there. I don't know who else is on this.
That's cool. And you said you did a short stint with the Flaming Tsunamis. So how did that come about? I mean, these guys are out of Connecticut, and you're out in Michigan somewhere. Like, did they tap you on the shoulder and said, hey, you know, we need you to come play keyboards for us? Or how did that, you know, how did that all start?
More or less, that's about how it went. It was actually later in that same year, after the tour with We Are the Union. They came out and did some dates in the Midwest, and I played like 6 shows with them or something. And I stayed wherever they were staying out of town, and they were like, you should just come on the tour with us. And I was like, for what? Like, what do you want me to do? And originally they said I should be their tour manager, which I was like, I'm flattered that you'd want me to hang out, but you don't really need a tour manager. You don't need me.
Right.
And they said, well, you can play some like keyboard or something, right? I'm like, yeah, sure. You don't have keyboard parts, but yeah, sure. So somehow I basically got added to the band as an instrument that wasn't really necessary, more or less because they wanted me to be on tour with them, which is an awesome reason to join a band as far as I'm concerned.
Sure. And now I'm familiar with the Flaming Tsunamis here and there. I'll, you know, pop in to see, you know, what they're doing or what tracks they're posting, and they're kind of like a hardcore punk sort of leaning band. Did that gel with your musical influences, or did that conflict with? I mean, did you have fun playing that sort of style? Or
well, I've been on record notorious as being like notoriously not into heavy music, like hardcore and metal.
Mm-hmm.
And but like when I was at the time, I still loved the Flaming Tsunamis. Like, they were a band I really enjoyed. And so, like, it wasn't that weird for me to play those songs. And then, like, as I, like I said, I was kind of like an additional thing. So my influence didn't, like, you know, the kind of music I listened to had very little effect on the sound of the band at the point I had joined. And, like, they had just released an album a few months before I joined, so they already had a whole bunch of stuff that was fresh. And we had, like, we recorded two songs while I was in the band, which also have yet to, which are yet to be released. And I guess technically I had some influence on those songs, even though they were mostly worked out before I joined as well. But, like, playing, when after being on the road for a while, and, like, well, admittedly, they exposed me to a lot of bands that I wouldn't have ever listened to before that I've kind of gotten into, like, heavier bands, hardcore and metal bands. But just even being on the road, I learned that, like, the heavier Flaming Tsunami songs were some of my favorites to play. And that kind of surprised me. But as much as it seems, like, out of character based on the stuff I write, I really, really enjoyed playing those songs.
That's cool. Now... My interview with Matt Wixon ran way too long, so if you want to hear the full unedited interview, you can stream it on mnska.com, or you can download it over at fancypantsgangsters.com. Here's the song Falling in Trust by Matt Wixon here on the Midwest Ska Moment.
Oh, you could say that I'm afraid, because I am paranoid of everyone, all the ones who wish me harm always set off the alarm. But if I trust in anybody, you're the one. Why have a way with things I say? For I know that they can never be undone. These are lessons I have learned from the times I have been burned. But if I trust in anybody, you're the one.
Calling out to all you ska bands. If you are in a ska or reggae band and would like to be featured on this show, please email me at msm@fancypantsgangsters.com. This has been another Midwest Ska Moment. I've been your host, Courtney Close, saying Skank On!